Jack's gone.
He's gone. All right. They told me he was in there. What it was is that Humphrey called me and said that George McGovern very much needed, he said, to see you for a minute or two after the legislative breakfast in the morning, if at all possible, to pass on some information to you concerning Jim Patton and the Farmers Union.
George McGovern, what's he doing to legislative breakfast?
He's not coming, but Humphrey suggested...
Well, Humphrey's got a guy to take a picture, and he's got more damn stuff after the legislative breakfast than anybody you ever saw.
It's almost every week. I was going to check with Jack and see what you wanted to do.
Humphrey's in Chicago.
I don't know where he called me from. He called just a little bit ago. Through the White House.
Well, we've been trying to reach him all night.
Really?
Yeah.
I just talked to him. I guess he was out of town because I told him I'd call him back if I got an answer, and he said, well, just call George McGovern directly if you can. And I told him I would if I were able to get in touch with anybody that was late here, and I wasn't sure.
Well, you can look at the schedule in the morning and decide. You got 40 in here tomorrow, just like it.
Who is this Tom Harper?
He's the head of the Arkansas delegation at... Hey, it was for Johnson at Los Angeles.
I see. All right, I'll check it out in the morning. Maybe you'll talk to me or Walter.
Humphrey ought to have more responsibility than this. But he doesn't.
I noticed in... Newsweek magazine today that he is going to do some broadcasting at the convention, some on-the-scene reporting.
Yeah.
He really... Well, I didn't mean to bother you, Mr. President.
Well, I tell him, come on down and line up, and we'll tell Humphrey about this stuff.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.